good morning. I'd like to bring the Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee 2 on Resources, Environmental Protection, and Energy and Transportation to order. We will start off as a subcommittee. We'll go to the second part of our calendar, which is the legislative requests. I have 12 legislative requests before the subcommittee. I will read the request. We'll have public comment on afterwards. I would encourage people to be brief. And then if the sergeants can call folks, we'll establish a quorum and take care of our regular business. This is on page 43 of today's agenda. Under the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection category, we have for the California African American Museum a $4 million general fund request. With the Oceans Resources Enhancement and Hatchery Program, we have a $3.3 million annually for 5 years. Under the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Funds, we have undergrounding of electric wires. We have $350,000 for a feasibility study in Glendale for the Auroral Verduga Greenway Feasibility Study. We also have at the Aurora Seco Park Water Reuse and Natural Streams Restoration, $3.7 to $4 million for the improvements. The Robinson Park Recreation Center has a request of $7.8 million in renovations, including the swimming pool and pool house. South Pasadena Recyclable Green Energy Pathway Project has a $1.34 million request for installation of solar energy. The One Aurora Streamside Walk Demonstration Project has a request for $2.6 million. The One Aurora Woodland Loop Demonstration Project has a $3.6 million trial concept study. The Glendale Hibernian Complex of Bridges has a $4.931 million design and construction of a pedestrian path under crossings. And the Berkshire and Grevillea Pocket Parks have a $495,000 request for the city of Pasadena. And under the title of energy, we have the Del Oro Water Company, $4 million one-time and general fund requests. Those are the additional members' requests. The public, if they'd like to comment on that, will hear your testimony. Please come forward. Seeing none, we'll hold all those matters open. Thank you very much. Let's call the roll and establish a quorum.
Wieckowski.
Here.
Jones. McGuire. Monning.
Here.
Stern.
All right, we have a quorum. We'll have two. We have item number 15 has been requested to be removed from the vote-only calendar. We'll hear that matter separately. The chair will entertain a motion to approve staff recommendations as set forth in the agenda for items number 4, 5, and 6, items 9, items 11, 12, and 13, item 20, item 22, 23, 24, item 26, item 28, item 28A, item 28B, item 28C. Is there such a motion? There's a motion by Senator Monning. I should have a public hearing. No, there's no discussion. Yes. I will open up the public hearing. Is there anybody in the public that would like to speak on any of the items in motion number one? Close the public hearing. Please call the roll.
Wieckowski.
Aye.
Jones. McGuire.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Stern.
Okay, we'll keep the roll open for the absent members. The chair will entertain a motion for items, issues number 1, 2, and 3, issue 7 and 8, issues 10, issue 14, issue 16, 17, 18, and 19, issue 21, issue 25, issue 27, issue 28D and 28E. Is there such a motion? There's a motion by Senator McGuire. Let's open the public hearing. Any members of the public on the items in motion number two? Close the public hearing. Please call the roll.
Witkowski.
Aye.
Jones. McGuire. Manning.
Aye.
Stern.
Okay, we'll keep, that has sufficient votes, but we'll keep the roll open. Now let's turn to issue number 15. This is on page, the wildfire prevention recovery legislation, timber harvest plan exemption under, as set forth in Senate Bill 901. And welcome Fish and Wildlife Department.
Okay. Good morning, Chair, committee members. My name is Chuck Bonham. I'm the director of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Item 15 relates to a specific budget change proposal from our department, which I believe you last discussed back in March, perhaps early April. It was held open at that time. Here are the essential ingredients. Our department proposes 15 positions and a total of $3,483,000 for fiscal year 19-20, of which $1,483,000 is general fund and $2 million is from the Timber Regulation and Forest Restoration Fund, excuse me. Those 15 positions, 11 are related to the timber fund and 4 are through the general fund. When we engaged on this topic last time, I told you that, in my view, this budget change proposal was for a very specific purpose. Post-catastrophic, the legislature passed Senate Bill 901. The governor signed that bill, and it is now a comprehensive approach to dealing with catastrophic fire. Within that comprehensive approach are tasks for our department. Our department serves in an advisory role to CAL FIRE, as well as the Board of Forestry, dealing with the proposed increased use of notice exemptions to manage the catastrophic fire risk. That could provoke additional work for our department, such as advising on managing temporary roads or stream crossings, helping CAL FIRE post activities and compliance monitoring and reporting of post inspections. And I would note that the Board of Forestry's emergency regulations for Senate Bill 901 lean heavily on our department's direct engagement with their agency for post-project monitoring and pre-project consultation. Senate Bill 901 increases our workload. It came with no funding, hence this budget change proposal.
I guess the question is that you have an anticipation that there's going to be many more of these timber harvest plans fast-tracked under 901 coming forward, and the desire to protect the environment and guard against degradation to the habitat, but also get the desired work done to reduce the amount of timber. That's a twin aim. Go fast and do more. Do you think, is this going to do it? I mean, given the magnitude of the timber harvest plans that are going to be filed, or is it going to be a delay? I guess that's the concern.
Yes, it will help us do it, because in the absence of this budget change proposal, we will have no additional capacity. This proposal adds 15 staff that we can put specifically onto the assignment of achieving both those objectives. First, getting the work done expeditiously to reduce our fire risk. Second, doing it in a manner that's most protective to the environment. California shows it's not an either-or proposition. The operative word is and. You can reduce the fire risk and do right by our environmental concerns simultaneously. This proposal allows us, the staff, to invest directly into that dialogue with CAL FIRE.
And how has it gone with previously, because there had been timber harvest plans, there's been that you've worked with the Cal Fire in the different affected areas. How has that coordination with the state agencies gone?
Better. Certainly in my tenure, it's had its ups and downs. But in my perspective, after Assembly Bill 1492, which is the other thing that was debated when we last met in March, our agencies are co-located, are co-assigned to a common purpose. And while the data can reflect different trends, I think overall, the data coming out of the implementation of 1492 shows, in many regards, we're finding permit efficiencies. Is it a work in progress and we do better? Absolutely. But I think if you look backwards over the last, say, 5 to 6 years, you'll find data that shows efficiency trend lines are up, not categorically across the board down.
Okay. Senator McGuire, you have a question?
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, and I do appreciate the director and focusing on that. I just want to hone in on a couple of items, and I appreciate you getting us the information here today. So just want to be able to walk through some items and then how it relates to, I'll just call it the timber tax, right, the self-imposed, and then walk through it. So I think the concern that was advanced last time, and I know this is an issue that you have also been focusing on, is one of the intentions of advancing the timber tax, which is industry imposed, is to be able to reduce the review time. And so I think what you've seen is, and you're working this out still, but a trend potentially of an increased review time. And I just want to get a better handling on that. And so I'm just going to walk through, and Mr. Director, if it works for you, just if I'm correct in my assumptions. So typically what this program has been used for is that green timber, historically. And since fires have come in, you are seeing enhanced workload based off of fires and then harvesting those forests that have impacted by fire. So that is that correct? So that is that a driving force on why you're seeing enhanced time to be able to review plans? Can you just walk us through that?
Let me say a couple of things first, Senator. First, I'm appreciative of the state's partnership with our timber industries.
Yep.
But for their leadership, you would not have had Assembly Bill 1492. And our timber program at our department would have been down at zero staff. And it's that collaboration that has allowed us to rebuild the program. But I would say in my mind, 1492 and the work we do under that, while perhaps related, is separate from the budget change proposal today. So let's just talk about 1492 for a minute. The next thing I'd say is it's more than our department. It's State Water Board, it's Cal Fire, and Cal Fire has not been engaged in the two hearings we've had on our department's proposal for these metrics. Since we last met, I think I mentioned I would do three things, and I'm remiss on one of them. I believe I said I would work hard to have the agency's report on 1492 to you before our next engagement. And agency is working to get that right. As you know, we've had new leadership come in. We have new infusion of energy into their timber program. And I think they're taking a careful review of the next report. The second thing I said I believe I would take care of is providing you additional information about the fund statement. And my understanding is that as finance has suggested to you a mock-up of the fund statement of this timber fund. But I also believe my staff have offered your office a snapshot of some of the metrics from the not yet released but upcoming release of the timber report. So what I see are a couple of things. And some of the factors I've had explained to me, you're right about the shift from a focus of green timber and green tree harvesting to more of the tree mortality work. I think that's an underlying factor. What we've seen in the last couple of years is the company shifting over to dealing with tree mortality and using exemptions rather than processing as many THPs. Another thing I've seen is In the last couple of years, we've actually had new animal species listed under relevant federal and state law. And I think that that has contributed to some of the review process on the THP front. I would also say that my understanding is CAL FIRE has had some vacancies, in particular in the Santa Rosa and Redding office, which are kind of the hub for the THP review enterprise that we've stood up between our agencies. Let me just check my notes.
And before you go too far, so, and that wasn't one of my questions. So is that, because just wanted to be able to clarify from what you sent over. So those vacancies, those critical vacancies, are within one department, or are we looking at multiple departments?
My understanding is CAL FIRE.
Okay.
But I'm describing a series of things, which I think in the last couple of years are what is underlying some of the trend lines you're potentially hearing or seeing, which is in review of THP. You know, the review time might be changing, or the size, the amount of acres involved in the plans appears to be decreasing, right? And I think there are reasons for those trends. One reason is people appear to be pursuing less harvest under the THP, and more are focused on the notice of exemptions related to the fire risk. Another reason for a potential slight increase in the review time is the additional listing of species, which requires more consultation, more paperwork, as well as potentially a momentary loss in critical staffing at CAL FIRE in the Santa Rosa and Redding office. But I also think you can look at the data in the 2017 report, and you can find trend lines that are showing positive. If you think just about our department's processing, we actually think our lake and stream bed alteration workload has increased, but the permitting timeline to deal with it is shrinking. So my view is when you look at the data, you can find some trend lines which are of concern that we need to do better. And I think you can find some trend lines that show the funding is producing permit efficiency.
So again, just, I know we are all trying to absorb this at this point in a little bit of a fire hose. So I just want to make sure I'm reading correctly. So on the THP front, reviewed approved 6% fewer THPs covering 32% fewer acres. The biggest driver for that is going through the exemption process. You're not checking that. Just explain, if you don't mind, to me the sure. That process, the expedited side.
So you have been given a snapshot metric, which I think you just said, review approved 6% fewer THPs.
Yep.
Why? Fewer THPs are being submitted because more people are pursuing a focus on the exemption work. That's my understanding of that data set.
So then walk me through then, because then we've seen, I'm just doing the math here, but I think a month longer, though, to be able to do the THPs, so the timber harvest plan. So my piece is, and again, not at all trying to be, I'm literally just, since it impacts obviously the North Coast, and Mr. Director, you've been actively engaged in this, which I'm grateful for, is just trying to get a better understanding of, if we're looking at a month longer in regards to THPs, fewer THPs and acres coming through, just trying to reconcile that.
I'll give you two examples or three examples of why the review time appears to have increased slightly. First, you do a pre-harvest inspection. It rained like crazy. They had a series of atmospheric river events during this time frame. People couldn't get out. Second, in some of these areas where we needed to do the pre-harvest inspection, which is a multidisciplinary team, it's just not my department, snow prevented you from getting out earlier, you had to get out later. Third, as I mentioned, we've had some additional species listings, which themselves can cause another layer of review to make sure you're doing your processing with your environmental values consistently. But these are 1492 issues. And while I realize you don't have the most current report, in my personal view, these are questions about the next report. I can commit to coming and discussing that report when agency releases it. I see a separation between these questions, candidly, and Senate Bill 901 funding, which is asking our department to go do new work around catastrophic fire risk through the exemptions. And that's all our proposal is seeking.
And what I will say candidly is that I understand what you're saying is that you are working on being able to get it done. And what our understanding, at least, or maybe I'll just speak for myself, is that we're going to be able to see that, because while they may be two separate fund sources and initiatives, it all is somewhat related. So that's why we're having this conversation here today. So the biggest challenge in regards to the additional 30 days is weather related and staffing. In that, so I'm just wondering, in the report, do you anticipate that, has this been a gradual trend from 108 days to 140? Has it been a 12-month? Or is this something, and I'll look to the chair on this, I'd love to be able to agendize this to be able to have a further conversation, because I do think it's important, especially since skin in the game is coming on the industry side of just where we're at on that. But I'm just wondering if you want to be able to cover that, Mr. Director.
Give me one second. Look, I do think that the THP review time under the 4 years, I think it's been a 1492, has shrunk and then gone up. Most recently, it's plateaued, and it may actually go up again when we look at the upcoming report. And that's of concern. We should have a pretty open conversation about that. But I'm not the controller of the report. Agency is the controller of the report. We have a proposal about Senate Bill 901 for catastrophic fire management.
Any items you'd like to be able to cover, sir?
Like Brian Cash from the Natural Resources Agency, like the director said, we have new leadership for 1492 at the agency, and they are reviewing the report right now, and they will be, and they're doing a deep dive into actually each department, how much funding each department has, what they're doing with AB 1492, and trying to find efficiencies. So under that new leadership, there's going to be, I wouldn't say a mission-based review, but something similar to where we're really digging down and trying to find efficiencies and make this as efficient as possible.
And so when do you anticipate that the legislature would be able to see a copy of that report?
We're working on it as quickly as we can. I would say within the next month.
And Senator, some of the snapshots I think we should, our staff shared with your staff, include the likely metrics that there is actually a shift back to a greater number of THPs in the 17-18 period, which means a corresponding increase in the area of land under the THPs. I'd also say some reasons potentially for the review time bumping up also include some of the THPs were conversion THPs, which tend to be pretty controversial. They require an environmental impact report certified by the local government that's involved. And I think we've had instances in this last couple of years where the THPs that are originally filed by the submitter have been withdrawn because they want to go focus on the drought mortality exemptions. And then when they come back to the timber plan, they've got significant revisions because time has passed.
So what I'll say is, and again, I appreciate the director. Look, not at all trying to do an I gotcha whatsoever, simply trying to be able to follow up on an item that we said we would. So you are correct. In the page and a half of snapshot, we have two items. We have items in, we're unable to do a deep dive at this point because we don't have the full report in front of us. So number one, there's discussion about transition from green tree harvesting to exemptions. And then there's some discussion or points in regards to an increase. Again, needing to be able to have the full report to be able to give full context. But that's why I wanted to be able to have this conversation here today. So would love to be able to, so I'm hearing Mr. Cash, and thank you so much for timing on this within the next 30, 45 days, to be fair, right? Yeah. Some range in there. And I would love to be able to go offline on this issue because, especially if we're looking at an additional month, right, increase, wanting to be able to figure out what those factors are and be able to assist on bringing that down. Thank you so much.
LAO, do you have a comment?
Rachel Ehlers with LAO. When we reviewed this budget proposal before you back in January, we didn't have any concerns.
on the 901 side. All right, this is item issue number 15 with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Let's open up to public comment. Members of the public that would like to talk about the SB 901 or the AB 1492 or whatever. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bill.
Mr. Chair and members, Rich Gordon, President and CEO of the California Forestry Association. And the Forestry Association was active in AB 1492, in fact, agreed to move forward with a tax on lumber in order to see an increase in the time frame that it takes the processing, reducing the processing time for timber harvest plans. I want to talk about two things. First, about this specific budget change proposal. The director is asking for funds to hire staff to monitor exemptions to timber harvest plans. We believe that exemptions to timber harvest plans should be monitored. We want that kind of accountability. Whether 15 positions is correct, we don't know. That's his judgment, and I will accept that. What we do have concern about is potentially the source of these funds coming out of the timber tax. And that's because we haven't seen the report. It's been 2 years since we've had a report from the administration on the activity under the timber regulation and forest restoration program. Without that report, we only have anecdotal information about whether we're actually achieving the goals originally in 1492 of reducing the amount of time it takes to process a timber harvest plan. More importantly, we also don't know the status of the fund. Our projections are that the fund is headed towards a deficit, and additional positions from the fund at this point could make that deficit occur faster. We're not there yet, and so there's probably funding to pay for these positions this year. But we are heading to a position where there will be some brinkmanship around how we manage our timber harvest plans, the evaluation and monitoring of exemptions, and do that in a way that holds true to what was the original intent of the legislature in passing AB 1492.
Mr. Chair, members, Chris McKaylee on behalf of Humboldt and Mendocino Redwood Companies. We did appear before you a full 2 months ago raising these concerns. My client, shares the concerns that Mr. Gordon indicated. I would like to emphasize to you, and by no means is this a criticism of the new administration nor DFW, but there might be a rationale for holding up the 2018 report, although it was supposed to be done, obviously, by the prior administration. But I don't think a new administration is a justification for the 2017 still lacking. And the issue that we raised with you 2 months ago now was how can the legislature do an adequate review and make a firm determination when we haven't gotten this data in 2+ years? And whether there's ups and downs in review or anything else, we know clearly that staff continues to increase across the board. The number of THPs generally are on a downward slope, and yet reviews are well above what they used to be. And so I don't know how the legislature at this point can make a determination on this budget request without a fuller understanding of that data. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll close the public hearing, bring it back to the dais. Just so everybody's on the same page in the issue before us, there's $1.483 million in general fund this year and $2 million from the Timber Regulation and Forest Restoration Fund in 2019, right? That seems to be the split. I guess the question for resources or for the department is, we've got work that's going to be done on the exemption that seems to be popular given SB 901 and then the regular timber harvest plans, the expedited timber harvest plans that are going to go on. educate me on if this is the right split that we're using money from this harvest fund, timber harvest fund that's been accumulated to process the normal timber harvest plans that are green harvesting versus the exemption, which is a remedial, I guess you would say, removal of dead trees. I assume that that's still marketable or when people are going to go in. But can you shine some light on that we're using the appropriate balance of general fund and restoration funds money?
I see my colleague at finance raising his hand.
Sir Dragler, Department of Finance. I'll take a first shot at it. So when reviewing the proposal, we analyzed what of the activities are consistent with the AB 1492 statute, which identifies what the appropriate use of the funds are. And so those activities that were not consistent with that, we used general fund for. So we made sure to be consistent with that language, which identifies the use of the timber fund.
So based on that, you would think that the majority, it's 2 million to 1.483, so somebody did a breakdown, but majority of the removal of product would be in line with what you expect would be a beneficial use under timber harvest plan. And then the other balance would be other concerns for mitigation, fire, protection, prevention, yada, yada.
Chair,
Director.
Here's how I would answer it, just speaking personally. The proposal relies on two fund sources. In my judgment, each fund source is appropriate. You ask a question about the ratio. I think that's a fair question. I'd also say the positions are a total of 15. Positions themselves split. 11 are on the timber fund, 4 on general fund. That, I think, ratios are fair questions, and that's what I've seen often discussed during the budget process.
Okay, thank you. Senator McGuire, you have one more question.
This will be my last comment. I think that the challenge is this, right? One, we are delayed in seeing the report. So this budget request is in front of us, asking for the majority of these positions to be able to come from the timber fund. And we're seeing a snapshot. That snapshot shows about a month increase in the approval of timber harvest plan. So we have a self-imposed timber tax. One of the goals, not the only one, one of the goals was to drive that down, the timeline for approval of THPs. So number one, we are 24 months in the rears in regards to the report. Number two, the majority of the positions are being charged the timber fund. And then number three, have some challenges of, is it really the ratio? Is that a right ratio? Because no one can see it. So I think we're in a position here today of trust, and then we have to verify after we take a vote. We'll share with you. It's frustrating that we're in the position. And I would say, Mr. Chair, if this is in front of us next year and we're unable to decipher, I would feel uncomfortable about doing it for a second year in a row. I have some concerns with that, and Mr. Cash would like to be able to sit down separately to be able to go over the proposal that you're going to be bringing forward as far as the report.
Will do.
Okay, there we have it. Is there a motion? There's a motion. Staff, point made. Please call the roll.
Rakowski.
Aye.
Jones. McGuire. Monning.
Aye.
Stern.
The matter's approved 4-1. Thank you very much. Let's open the roll on motion number one, which was items 4, 5, and 6, item 9, item 11, 12, 13, item 20, item 22, 23, 24, item 26, item 28, 28A, 28B, and 28C. The motion is due pass. The current vote count is 3-0. Please call the absent members.
Jones. Stern.
Close the roll. Tally the vote. The matters are approved 5-0. On motion number 2, which is items 1, 2, and 3, items 7 and 8, item 10, Item 14, item 16, 17, 18, and 19, item 21, item 25, item 27, item 28, D and E. Please call the absent members.
Jones. Stern.
Okay, close the roll, tally the vote. Those matters are approved 4-0. And we are adjourned until tomorrow at 1:30. Yeah, 1:30, it might be considerably longer than it was today.